Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we worship you at this appointed time, at this appointed hour. As we glorify and magnify your name, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton and Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live. We greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses about 17 through 20. The Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 17 through 20, where we find these words which are recorded. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. I want to use a topic this morning, I am with you.
All right.
I am with you. Our message this morning is a series of profound message geared towards the heart, conscience, and characteristics of all people of all colors around the world. Amen. And because God is speaking to a people, he's also answering the question, not only in the present tense, but in the past tense and future tense. And so, before I get too heavy into this, I want to start with something a little humorous. A minister owned and loved his parrot. This parrot was rare as well as unusual. But the parrot was bad. Not only could it speak, but it had a bad vocabulary. Every now and then it would use profanity. The minister figured that he could not keep the parrot around using this type of language. So the minister was contemplating putting the parrot to sleep. But a lady in his congregation offered to share her parrot with his parrot. Her parrot was a female parrot, and she had trained it to regularly sit on the porch and pray all the time. She thought maybe if her female parrot was in the company of his male parrot, it might have a favorable influence. The minister hoped that the good parrot would rub off on the bad parrot, and he agreed to give it a try. So the lady brought over her female parrot and put it in the cage with the male parrot. And the male parrot looked at the female parrot and said, "Hi, baby, how about a kiss?" And the female parrot responded gleefully, "My prayers have been answered." The moral of the story is, you never know what's on the mind of a parrot. That's kind of unusual for me. Jesus knew the minds of his disciples. Amen. He's omniscient, Darrell. He knows all things. He knew what was on the minds of his disciples before he left them. And he called a meeting, not just a regular meeting, but a specific meeting. Jesus said to them before he was to depart, "Lo, I am with you." Yes. And when we think about that, it shares with us so many things, because if we look parenthetically at the world today, there are so many things that are happening today that we need the Lord present with us. I thought about this as I began to dig into the scripture and begin to meditate on it and talk to the Lord about it. I needed to know why the Lord said, "Lo, I'm with you." And when we think about what the Lord was revealing and unveiling, we can see all of the things that was transpiring. My question to you is, what do you see today? What are we witnessing today that is so perplexing, so confusing, so concerning that we have to wonder what in the world is going on? Where are we headed as a people, as a civilized society that should be a beacon of light to the world? Where are we as a nation going?
Come on, yeah.
But one could ask a greater question. What does God see concerning the hearts, the conscience, and the characteristics of a people? And where are we in our personal relationship going with the Lord God? Only God knows our personal relationship with him.
Amen.
Because some may say they have a personal relationship, but in reality, maybe they do or maybe they don't. Only God knows if our relationship with him is real.
Yeah.
One of the things that we should know, all know, which came from the words of the Lord, is that he said, "Lo, I am with you." When I think about that, well, those words, I knew what the Lord had in mind. That word, "I am," can be found throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, we see God telling Moses, when the people ask who he was, "Tell the people that I am that I am." The great I am, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, and Jehovah. All the same, but when we think about this great name, we think about the power, the authenticity of his power, the greatness of his power, the exuberance of his power, but most of all, we think about an all-sufficient God doing all-sufficient things. My brothers and sisters, we see also later in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, we see Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life. Amen. I am the light of the world.
Yes.
I am the door.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd. Yeah, and I am the resurrection and the life."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
"I am the bread." He is the spiritual renewal, and each and every one of us need a renewal because we need substance to keep us going every day. And the Lord said, "I'm that bread to keep you going every day." When he said, "I am the light," it draws people to a greater truth. For Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And when we think about the good shepherd, or when we think about the door, he is the pathway that lead us straight from here to the presence of our eternal God. When we think about the good shepherd, it's inherent that God is good and he is righteous, and there's none like him. None can compare to him because he's an eternal, a mighty, and a great God.
Amen. Yeah, yeah.
And when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life," he is the source of both. He is the resurrection because he is the first fruit of them that slept.
Yes.
And he is life because he said, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly." So he is the resurrection and the life.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus also identified himself as the great I am. So in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, verses 58 and 59, it states, Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Here was Jesus affirming his deity. His deity. He did not dance around the question because he knew his purpose, but he also knew who he is.
Amen.
Jesus affirmed that he was and is superior over the prophets and over Abraham. And Abraham was the father of faith. He's the father of many nations. But he said, "Before Abraham was, I was." Before Abraham even got here, I knew him. What kind of God is it that knows us before we even come into existence? I have shared with you how God is outside of time and space, and he is not limited for anything that we do in this world because he sees everything from the very foundation to the very end. And eternity is